Ladies and gentlemen, it's 6:30. Welcome to the August meeting of the Curry Beach Town Council. We'll open with the invocation and pledge of allegiance by our local pastor of the Lutheran Church, Pastor Dan Keck.
Thank you, Craig. As always, great to be here. Hope everyone is doing well. A little disappointed. We haven't had much rain lately.
Today?
The last couple weeks.
No,
the last couple days.
Actually. 30 days and 30 nights.
Working on that. Actually, I selected a passage from Proverbs that's great for all of us to hear, but especially, I think, as leaders of anything, especially leaders of our community. And these words talk about guidance and listening for God's guidance. And they say, let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. And I think it's great words for all of us to hear. But also, as you know, as we continue to lead this community and all the great things that are happening, and looking out for all of us, for the visitors that are here, the residents, and just all the stuff that's going on. So let us pray. Gracious and loving God, thank you for this day. Thank you for this council, for this community, for all who come to visit and to live. Lord, we pray that you would bless this council with wisdom and guidance as they would lead us into the future, discerning all the issues that have come up and making decisions that are best for the community, for those who live here, for the environment, and just everything that will move us forward as a community. This we pray in God's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, the approval of the consent agenda items. Do we have any changes to the consent agenda, gentlemen?
Make a motion we approve as presented.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the consent agenda is approved as presented. The adoption of the agenda. Do we have any changes or recommendations to the current agenda as published?
Make a motion we approve the agenda.
Second. Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we will go with the agenda as published. Discussion and consideration of persons to address council. Nancy, do we have anybody sign in? None? Okay.
Anyway, I would like to address town council on a couple of things. As many of you know, I've gone through a lot of trauma the last 2 months in this town with a tenant. And I want to publicly acknowledge the Curry Beach Police Department, Chief Bowden, and for all of his team, and the Curry Beach Police Department. They have been absolutely phenomenal. And I can't understate the importance that they played in downplaying everything that's transpired over the last 58 days. and it's almost over. So I just want to acknowledge that we have the best ever. I also would like to acknowledge Dave Hegler and his wife, who also diffused the situation at a local restaurant. I had a personal friend that was there that night, and who to this day, every day, tells me thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
And what a great job you guys did, and if it wasn't for the two of you, that they don't think they would be here. That's it.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Dee.
You're welcome.
We don't often hear that kind of good news.
Yeah.
At the podium, but thank you very much.
You're probably wondering, like, what's
yes.
You just said?
It's all good.
Thank you. Congratulations, Chief and Commissioner Hagler and Lisa, and to the rest of the police department. Discussion and consideration of presentations to council. I don't believe we have any presentations today. Discussion and consideration of committee business. The Community Center Committee, any representatives here today?
They're not. I will say they had the barbecue this past weekend, and it was a successful, very smooth event. They sold about 270 plates of barbecue. And thank you for everyone who supported that event.
If you missed it, you missed a great meal and great music and great camaraderie. Marketing committee. No reps from marketing today. Planning and zoning commission.
I'll speak with agenda item number two.
All right. Non-town committee reports. I don't believe there are any of those today. Shoreline access and beach protection committee. Anything, Dennis?
Two quick things. One is issue was brought to the committee about dogs on the beach, wondering what our position was. This is the Shoreline Access and Beach Protection Committee. The committee voted unanimously that we support the current regulations as they are today and not changing them. So that's just the committee's perspective on dogs on the beach. Second thing I'd like to mention is that the committee is currently working on some new programs that we hope to initiate next year, which will be beach walks, educational program for the town and for visitors. And we're looking at environmental issues, trash, plastic, etc., shark's teeth, shells, what you can find on the beach safety, a number of things, dune protection. But we're hoping to get a number of volunteers to help us with this and for us to conduct these beach walks for the residents and for visitors next year.
Awesome.
I think that's a fantastic idea. Good work from your group there. Discussion and consideration of department head business administration. Nancy.
No items.
No items today. Finance department. Arlen.
Sure. I have a couple things.
I did get my tax bill already.
Did it look good?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Like always.
So I just have two things. One is the first one is a budget amendment for the current year budget, which relates to the need by a public works department to purchase a dump truck. Have been using two old garbage trucks for yard debris, I believe, that are now basically at the end of their useful life. And it, according to the Public Works Director, the best alternative for this use would be a dump truck. So this actually adds that to the current year budget. We'll be offsetting, we would finance this with a installment loan from the bank. So the estimate is about $80,000, so that's what the budget amendment is for.
So for council, that's the email that I sent you guys earlier in the week. So when we went through the budget process, Jimmy kind of put that off. We were hoping to get one more year out of those two trucks together, but we're going to have to invest too much money in them. And if you want to, Jimmy can show you why, but definitely it's the right thing to do for the town. Plus, they're not really the right trucks for what we're using for, but we've just kept them and used them that way for a long time. Because it does allow us to kind of compact before we take it to deliver, but now you can't dump with them or compact, so that's why they're not really any good anymore for us. They're, how old are they, Jimmy? They're
1998, 2001.
Yeah,
they're
loud. Oh, yeah. And then I guess one of our citizens thinks they're loud as well. So.
What size dump truck will we do?
It'll be a tandem pickup, yeah. Good. So, that way we can haul more anything we need possibly haul.
Okay. So I make a motion we approve the request from Public Works for financing of a dump truck.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Questions? All right.
The second part of that is a resolution that combines the financing. Two things. One was a street sweeper that was included in the original fiscal year 19 budget. And then the second part of that is the dump truck that we just talked about that was added to the current year.
So this just lets you try to get a better rate by putting it all together, or?
Yes. Yeah, we definitely have the more we can combine, the better rate we get. So this is a little bit lower, half a percentage point lower than what we got in the last one, which was just a pickup truck. So. And this is a not to exceed $240,000.
Okay. So I also make a motion to approve resolution R18-09.
Second.
Okay, resolution 218-R9 has been moved and seconded. Any other debate, discussions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Arlen. Fire Department, Chief Kennedy.
No, sir, no.
Nothing. Chief Kennedy, how many rescues we have so far this month?
I'm not sure on the month, but we're up to 167 on the year, which is quite a few for the year.
Okay. Thank you. You and the men.
And women.
And that's right, and the women. I apologize.
I know you meant that generically.
I missed that one.
I know you meant generically.
Well, I missed that one. Building Department. John. Nothing? Okay. Are we on track, John, for the approval of the maps?
We have done everything that we're responsible for doing. As of August 28th, we will be under the new equipment.
All right. Very good. That'll mean some savings for a lot of folks. Public Works. Jimmy.
There's just a couple things tonight. One of them, as you've seen, I had all the complaints about stormwater. You know, I'd like to be advised by council how to proceed with, you know, some of these complaints. As you've seen, I did talk to them and told them what the town can do and what the town cannot do for them. So it's basically turned into a lot of civil things. You know, people complaining about their house, one house being built too higher than the other house, and you know, we're getting all their stormwater now and stuff like this. But I also explained to them that, you know, their stormwater run off a long time ago before anybody else's building has been built, you know. So another thing is the manhole assessment that I had done. I actually got a proposal in this week, and I have the guys in town this week. I had budgeted, I think, $30,000 in the budget this year for manholes. They actually give me a really, really good deal on like 14 manholes being done for around $50,000, which I think we really should consider that. And then one more thing would be the startup of the water meters. You know, I've had one company give me a quote. I didn't know if I needed to, you know, break it down to try to get this company to do it, or ask council's advice, should I, you know, go to get a couple more quotes from different companies, or what, you know?
Arlen, will we have to bid that?
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. We're going to have to go through a formal bidding process for this project. So
yeah, I mean,
so you'll need two more, right? You need three?
At least three. And it's got to be, because of the dollar amount we're talking about, it's going to have to be advertised. But
yep.
So we're going to have to go through the whole process.
Yeah, I know it's getting about toward the end of the season, and it'd be a good time off season to actually get it started. So
work with Arlen on what the requirements are.
Okay.
And then we'll put it on the agenda for next month so we can talk about it formally. So if anyone's interested, they can see it on the agenda. If that's okay, Nancy, if you could add that to your list. For the manholes,
mm-hmm.
Jimmy and I talked, so when we initially budgeted that, we were only going to do seven. Talking with Jimmy, I guess the issue is the company is really looking for work, which is good, because for less than half, we're going to get twice as many potentially done. The reason to do these is it helps us with I&I infiltration, so during stormwater events, which we pay Carolina Beach basically to treat part of the water that goes into those systems, and then we treat the rest of it at our lagoon. So it is a valuable thing to do. I think I think I would encourage council to support it, even though it's a little more on the budget. I think out of the stormwater system, it's exactly the type of things we should work for. And since we've got a good bid for it, for the work, I would encourage council to consider supporting that. And I'll make a motion unless you guys have other questions for Jenna.
I've actually worked with this company for the last 3 years, 4 years, you know, and like I said, they're in town now, you know, and he actually came and cameras another storm drain for me today from nothing. Right.
So Arlen, is this low enough now that we still can meet the rules with one?
Yeah, and actually we have some money in the water and sewer fund budget, a miscellaneous capital project. We should be able to easily absorb the extra.
Right. Okay.
And we picked the 14 worst ones that possibly get.
I mean, we should come out ahead if we don't have the infiltration and treating the what we're sending to Carolina Beach. We should.
We should have some savings. It's hard to define
that,
right? But you're exactly right. Because I think at least this year, with the changes that we did last year to the systems, so we can use more of the lagoon, we're looking much better on overages. I think Carolina Beach has even noticed that there's a lot less going up there, which is good for our citizens and us, and their plan as well. So we're making the right strides. Jimmy's leading the department to do the right things on stormwater. And like I said, when you get a good opportunity, for whatever reason, the person needing work, now's the time to take advantage of it.
I think so.
Instead of mobilizing twice.
I agree.
Especially if Arlen says it's affordable, right?
You made the motion.
I was waiting for a discussion.
Oh, okay.
Case okay,
any other inputs? So we had 7 in budget. Now this is going to be 14?
Yes.
Yep. So at a better expected cost.
Per? That's right.
Per unit.
That's right.
Right. Okay. No other discussion?
So I make a motion. Arlen, you don't know where you need it to come from yet, do you?
No, I already have it there. It's fine. Like I said, there was an amount called miscellaneous.
Okay. So then we don't need to make any motions about money, just approve the contracting for 14 manholes. I make a motion that we direct the public works director to contract to do manhole work for 14 of the worst manholes in town.
Second.
Can I hear that last part? Direct the public works director
to contract for repairs and upgrades to the 14 worst manholes in town. I probably changed it, but there's what I'll go with.
So there was no $20,000 difference?
That's the difference, yeah.
That is the difference, but it's in the available funding.
Second.
And we had a second.
Yeah.
Had a second from Alan or from Joe. Okay, so we have a motion and a second. We've had our discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Recreation Department.
You skipped the police department, I think. I think you skipped
police. We'll go back to them.
Did you need to go back?
No, we'll do you first.
We have been approached by the Special Olympics to host the Polar Plunge again in 2019. We hosted the event. This will be our fourth time if we do move forward with it. Each time we do host it, they're amenable to any tweaks that we see that we need to do to make the event run smoother, and it's been very easy to work with. Tiffany Leslie is here with the Special Olympics in Hanover County. If you have any specific questions, we do have a few council approval items that would need to be
right. How many did we have last year, do you recall? How many folks did we have in the plunge last year in the race and everything else?
I think we had about 100 or close to it plungers, and then we had about 250, I think it was, runners.
Wow. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of smiles in town when we do that event.
It was a cold day last year.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was cold.
It was an evil cold.
It was evil cold. Yeah, that's a good point. It was very cold.
Yeah, so our numbers were a little down.
Mm-hmm. Still were a lot of smiles, so.
We did a lot.
Okay. Anybody in favor of this event?
I'll make a motion if we approve the request.
All right, we have a motion. We have a second.
Aye.
John seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? You have your event. Now, what do we? You have the. We have them in the consent agenda, right?
No, it's not. It's.
He's got the five-page legal list.
Okay.
Do you want a motion for all these?
Okay.
Can 4 feet be a food truck?
Can
we give them a question?
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Thank you for choosing Curie Beach.
Do you need an individual motion?
Okay, police department. Chief Mike.
No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
All right.
We need to ask Nancy that.
We can put it on the consent agenda next time. We're approving that.
I think it is. His motion was for all of the items I had.
Yes.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. That's what I thought you meant.
Okay, discussion and consideration of old business. First item is appointment of members to the Town Ad Hoc Committee on Naming, Town Buildings, Memorial Benches, and Donations. I have spoken to each of the individuals that I thought could have a significant amount of value in that particular committee. Their names are myself, Commissioner Ellen, Jim Dugan, Dennis Penicali, and Bill Ferris. I would like a motion to form this ad hoc committee for naming and for special consideration of gifts to the town. So do I have a motion or do I have questions?
I'll make the motion to for the names you listed and to form the committee for naming town buildings on more bases and donations.
Okay, there's a motion.
Second.
And a second. Any questions? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? All right. Number two, proposed amendments to Chapter 19, Zoning of the Code of Ordinance, Section 339, Subsections 1 and 2, referred to Planning and Zoning Commission at the July meeting for a more clear direction on the following. What problem are we solving? Is this compliant driven? Does it apply throughout the town on all properties? And if not, then where? Does this apply only to new construction? What is the enforcement mechanism and how will that work?
Just a little bit of a history on this. Obviously, over the last several months, P&Z and council have been very involved in parking issues. And one of the issues that has continued to come up actually over the years is that there are some properties that are rental properties that occasionally will park multiple number of cars, kind of squeeze as many as they can into the front yard. And so, there was some discussion as to, what to do with that in the context of this whole parking type of issue. The P&Z took a very strong property rights perspective in terms of trying to figure out a way to protect the property rights of neighbors against kind of possible inappropriate behavior on the part of individuals that do park 10, 12 cars in the front lawn. So again, as the council knows, we do spend a lot of time trying to fine-tune the language and work within the laws in terms of these sort of things. So we originally came up with a proposal to limit just simply by number the number of cars that could be parked on a front yard. And we recommended originally that this be part of it as a zoning amendment to Chapter 19. It went to public hearing. A number of questions were raised during the public hearing and it was sent back to planning and zoning. And again, because we try to spend a lot of time on this, we recognize that probably a zoning amendment was not the appropriate way to do it. Certainly the P&Z is in unanimous favor of doing something about this. And so we talked a little bit about trying to put it not as a zoning amendment, but rather as a parking ordinance component there. But before we started to answer all your questions, there was a general feeling, because we got a little bit of a feedback, informal feedback, that not all the council members may want to go in the direction of trying to limit the number of cars on a particular property. So before we spend several hours working on this, what we wanted to do is get back to the council and get a feeling, at least from the majority of the council members, that this is a direction you want us to go. there's no question that we can answer all these questions. I think these are all fairly simple questions. I think moving into a parking ordinance rather than a zoning amendment will make it a lot easier, particularly when you look at enforcement type of issues. But we did want to get feedback from the council and the majority of the council members as to whether you want to look at this issue again. If not, we're not going to look at it, but if there is a majority of the council members, we'll certainly come back to the council with a fine-tuned recommendation.
Okay. In my particular comments in the last meeting, my thought was that this was a planning issue for future permits. How much parking should you actually have when you are designing parking for a new structure? I was not in favor of telling people how many cars they can have in their parking lot, as long as they don't obstruct onto the bike lane. I don't know what the other opinions would be here, so let's have a discussion.
Well, we're
so
talking about parking on, you know, parking on lawn and everything.
That's correct. That's correct. But there was a comment about putting no more than like four cars per driveway,
It was six cars on a front, six cars within the front. You know, whether it was on a driveway or whether it was on a lawn or whatever. Because again, we do allow parking on a right of way. A undeveloped right-of-way right now, and obviously if it's on their private property, then we do allow that parking. But we, you know, given that there are some properties that try to pack about 10 to 12 cars on the front, we have a number of neighbors express concern about that. So what we proposed is a limit, in the original proposal, a limit of a total of six cars that can be parked in front. Obviously people could have it within the garage, but six cars parked on the front, whether it's on a you know, driveway or on the lawn or whatever. You know, we could go to eight cars or whatever, but simply the idea as to whether the council wants us to do look at limiting the number of cars that would park, be parked on the front lawn.
Okay. As we discuss this, I mean, you know my particular opinion. I think we're not a town of high-rise elements. We're a town of 200 plus 4,000 square foot mini motels at 1,100 and more per night, driving the ROT that feeds and supplies the beaches and much of the summer entertainment. In that regard, I'm not a fan of this particular structure that says you can only have so many cars in a driveway. I do not want cars in the street, but if you're going to pack your cars into whatever space you have for parking, I think that should be the right of the particular individual. But that's one opinion I think I need you all to sound in so we can give direction to P&Z.
I do think there should be some type of direction with it. You know, the ironic thing was the night we had the meeting, one of the initial meetings, one of the houses down here was Oceanfront, had 12 vehicles parked in it that were 8 inches apart.
You know, were any black in the street?
No, but they were. It looks bad. You know, it does need to be reined in some. I don't think that's a good look, especially if someone was year-round and has to deal with that type of parking situation every weekend or 5 months out of the year. I can see where, and it was brought up in a lot in the parking discussions we had, you know, about the short-term rentals. I do think there needs to be some type of limit on what can be done. And we, of course, we'd have to spend time getting that word out to the short-term rental providers so that they could carpool.
Okay. Other opinions?
Probably not going to be a popular opinion.
I don't think limiting the number of cars will necessarily limit the number of people.
No, I don't think it'll limit the number of people, but I think they'll travel
smarter. That's where some of the complaints came from, is too many people there, beer cans being thrown in the yard, all that kind of stuff.
That's a whole other issue.
I know it is, but it came up as the more people you let park, the worse noise and condition and those types of things. We have ordinances for noise complaints and nuisances if you're destructive, and you know, we have a police department. We got a lot of good kudos tonight, so I am not for counting cars.
Yeah, I think, you know, I was confused at the last meeting because I thought we were doing one thing and we're doing another. So I thought it was going to be more from a design standard moving forward with how many cars we were going to allow for parking, you know, on the premises, or how many we would allow. I tend to agree with the mayor that as long as they not in the street, let them park as many as they want to. Now, I do think we should encourage them to carpool and to cut down on the number if possible, but I'm not really crazy about telling people how many cars they can park on the property they're renting or they own.
Yeah, well, I'm with you guys, right? So if you go by my house three times a year, right, Labor Day, 4th of July, Memorial Day, I would be in violation of this. My house would, because all the college kids that my kids bring down all have cars, and they all, my front yard, I'm sure my neighbors don't like it for those three weekends. And I talk to my neighbors because I think it's important to talk to your neighbors instead of using the council to beat people with. None of them are parked in the street, and I think that's the issue, right? So as the emergency manager, I don't want cars on pavement because I want the fire trucks and the EMS vehicles to be able to get anywhere in town to help our citizens that need them and not have to drive around cars. I was just driving the fire truck last night at training, and, you know, when cars are parked illegally, it's a big problem. Those are big fire trucks, and, you know, it's just a big problem. Just like the mayor, though, if it's on your property, okay, if you really want to park 6 inches apart and open the window to climb out the car so you can get out, I don't care. I mean, that seems ridiculous to me, but okay, you know. And if you're bothering your neighbors, you're going to be doing other stuff than just parking a bunch of cars there, and there's other ways to get at that. If they're sticking out in the road, I think they should be getting tickets if they're not marked. And I think the things that you've led us to, Joe, are working on that issue. This one right here, if it helped the building inspector to make people build differently, but it doesn't, because this whole section is about helping him evaluate plans to say this is how many parking spaces your plans are supposed to have. And we're adding this into it, and I don't know that it doesn't help him do that at all. What it does is makes another problematic rule for the police to try to enforce. And it's not even, I don't think it's in the right section for that. I mean, it should be in the parking section. Huh?
No, certainly not in the right section for the zoning. I mean, if you want to limit it, should not be
The zoning. If the building inspector could use what we added to apply to make them make another parking space, but it doesn't do, that's not what it's doing. And so that's why I'm kind of against it. If that's really an issue, let's put it in the parking ordinances, and that's where it should be, but not in this part. Unless John can tell me how it helps him change plans for someone. I don't think he can tell that, at least the way I read it.
John, when you approve a plan right now, what do you look at for parking? You look at two spaces per bedroom, or what do you look at in the plan when you approve the plan?
I look at designated parking spaces, not green spaces, not the entire yard, but designated parking spaces. Where it says you can have 36 feet of driveway across your private property, a parking space is defined as 9 by 20.
Right.
So normally these houses, they have two garages. Each garage has to be at least 20 feet deep, 9 feet wide to be counted as a parking space,
right,
along with a 36 feet of driveway, which counts to be four cars parked across the front of the house.
Right.
That would allow a 5-bedroom house.
Right.
Okay. All right. So as a planning tool, I don't think it's an issue. And as the rights of citizens and individuals, I don't think I'd want to come forward with that. So I think
I stand alone.
Yes, you do.
You're still standing here.
Not the first time.
You're out on that ledge again, Joe.
That's good.
That's all right.
Someone's got to be there. Good job.
That's okay. Somebody's got to speak up for others.
So based upon that, the P&Z will call it.
I think that's best. Thank you. Thank you for the work you've already done on this, because it was considerable.
Mr. Mayor, so is that consensus? And that's for the direction
to the P&Z? Yes.
Any other? On section 19, no. I think that's, yes. On section 19.
Yes, it is consensus.
Well, that's a weird one. Someone's fine or something.
Okay. Any more questions, Nancy? Any more questions, Greg? Thank you. Okay. Number three, possible ADA crossover at beach access 1,004 1/4 at Ocean View and Myrtle. Consideration of tasking the Shoreline Access and Beach Protection Committee was studying cost, feasibility, and need for another ADA access with a recommendation to council or directing the committee to work with the administration staff on a CAMA grant application for next spring to move forward with this ADA crossover. So we have a crossover for the north end of town on the first entry public access requested by citizens.
It was washed away, right?
What's that?
Wasn't it washed away? Wasn't that the issue?
No.
Didn't it get damaged somehow to start with, or was it not one to begin with?
The one Carolina Beach had on Alabama.
Got washed away, and then we started talking about this one because theirs was gone. And yes, they've since fixed theirs. Sort of, not totally.
Sort of.
Okay. I need to go up there again. Sorry.
Yeah. So the Jimmy, could you tell us again where we stand relative to the design, what the costs were?
Okay. You get the preliminary drawing. All right. I just got a letter from the engineering service, Brian Cox, and he wanted to know how we wanted to move forward with this. And I told him it's kind of on hold right now because you guys haven't had a chance to check out the preliminary plans. The whole total thing was like getting a survey. All that's been done. Preliminary drawings have been done. One thing needs to be finalized with the final drawings of it. And then, you know, we can take it from there. And
I think the issue was the cost, right?
Yeah.
Well, the issue was
trying to get a grant for it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So based on the cost, which I think was, it was $12,000 for the study, right? But that did not include the construction.
No, sir.
I believe the last one was close to $50,000, $48,000. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's no way that they're allowing us to go straight out to the beach. We have to do the...
No, sir. Yeah. We can...
It's only 2 feet high.
We don't have to be zigzag.
Oh, we don't have to zigzag.
That's what I'm saying. The preliminary trial just showed it going straight.
We just have to move the whole thing because we're overlapping our easement.
Our easement.
To the property owner, to the north.
And we can also do a special permit to widen it, according to Cam and Brian Cox. So it was 6 foot. We're trying to push it up to 8 foot.
Okay. Opinions?
I think we should see if we can get a grant and then put it in the budget process.
Agreed.
I mean, if we don't get a grant, then we can put it in the normal budget process at this point.
Any other discussion?
Steve, one thing,
please go ahead.
ADA requirements are for all municipalities providing beach access to have a ADA handicap access every half mile. So
does Zen Avenue not count within half mile there? Yeah.
Per municipality. So
I know Zen Avenue is within half a mile of the end of the town. I'm pretty sure. So N Avenue, K Avenue, and E Avenue are the three public accesses. I don't know if we have a further south one, right?
L.
Yeah.
N is the Flappers.
Okay. Oh, that doesn't count? I mean, that's easier to get down than...
Sure, but it's not
No, that does not count.
Okay, so L. I'm
sorry. I don't think we're saying we're not going to do it. We're just going to wait.
We want to try to get a grant to pay for it.
One question.
Yes.
What do I need to tell the engineer? Should he finalize drawings so we have them completed?
To apply for a grant, we don't need final drawings, do we?
No, but it would be helpful with the grant process.
You know
how much of that $12,000
we've
spent?
Approximately six.
I would say go ahead and finish.
And then you
can
make it easier for the grant.
Was in last year's budget. There is no money at all in this year's budget.
Right.
Okay. All right. Opinions. I think we ought to finish the study. We've already invested in it, and then we can have a better chance of getting a grant and meeting the needs of the citizens.
I agree.
Okay, can I have a motion?
Make a motion. We direct Jimmy to work with the administrative staff on a CAMA grant for next spring and to complete the study so we have the details for the grant.
Second.
Move and seconded. Any other opinions, discussions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. You know what to tell them, Jimmy?
Yes, sir.
Finish the drawings. At a great cost.
There you go. Yeah. Great cost. There you go.
Yeah, we left Arlen with a little to do there. He's going to have to find the money. Okay. Next item is parking actions. All right, on July 18th, I had sent out a letter to the 8 HOAs within the community. They were all to respond by August 14th with their opinion. So we went to 8, 4 have responded. Curie Dunes basically was no, but if it's resident only, they would love to look at it. Curie Keys. No, but if it's resident only, they would love to look at it. Ocean Dunes, very supportive, would like us to do something with the ROW parking at each of the public access points. See,
they said like they had 50 feet or they weren't sure exactly.
No, it was the request was 50 feet. When we looked at it, though, one looks like it's going to be over water drain, water main valves. So we won't be able to do that. So on 2, we can allow that parking, public parking, down at that end of the town. What it will do actually is limit some of the parking that is now overflowing on their property.
That's why they're
in favor of it, yes. Okay. Sea-Watch. Sea-Watch would like no neighborhood street parking whatsoever. So, okay. No response. Curie Village. Beach Walk, Curie by the Sea, and Riggings. So no response from them. I don't know if we'll see one. However, I think we have waited long enough, so I would propose the following, that we call a meeting on the Parking Council, Joe, and that we ID the specific public parking that we discussed and showed to all the people who attended our parking workshop. And that we ID the resident-only potential areas from the last workshop. And then we set up a drop-in. What would you call it? Public information meeting, probably two nights or 2 days, one on a Saturday so many people can see it, kind of following your model for emergency planning. And then once during the week, and I'd like to talk about the days for that, where people can come in on their own schedule, on their own time, and review what the parking suggestions and recommendations are that came through the various studies. In most regards, the public parking will be expanded into some of the areas that we already have public parking, and there will be some of the HOAs that will support resident-only parking through some type of sticker situation. So we will look at that. We have some opinions on that. We have places identified that are not a problem for structure, for infrastructure, and are not a problem for emergency vehicle transportation. Mm-hmm. So we will get the council together. We'll set up the public information meetings, and we'll proceed from there. Yeah.
Chief Bowden, can you get together sometime before Labor Day, maybe next week, one night, for us to just hammer this out, and then we could do the public meetings after Labor Day when things might calm down for everybody?
No, perfect.
I can do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week.
Or
anytime between now and...
Well, we've got to give people time, so it's Tuesday. We'll shoot for next Wednesday night, then. I'll send the email out for next Wednesday night.
You can make Wednesday?
So that's not for council, right? That's for the parking. Okay, I just want to make sure.
That'd be Wednesday the 29th, then.
Okay.
And then we can set the public hearings for whatever day, maybe the week or so after Labor Day or something, mid-September.
And that will allow people to review that and come forward with their comments.
And is it thought we'd be taking action in the September, October time frame, or we're going to spend a little time? We don't know yet, right?
We talked about it, and I brought up the other meeting. We have winter time to get it in place, but I think we need to have all our ducks in a row by February, March.
I think so, too.
So then we have March, April, May to get the word out.
I agree.
And move forward before the season begins.
No, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. We should be ready for next season with these changes. So we will move forward accordingly. Okay? And there may be some new changes, and there may be some things that will work better. Yeah. So we'll look for inputs.
Get some feedback from the parking tickets that have been issued. How many tickets have been issued?
Is it in your report in here?
Between 33 and 50?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
The last number I knew was 33.
That's the last one.
Right. Okay.
We've written a few more. We gave out a little over 100 warnings prior to that.
Okay. Are you seeing changes now? I mean, I've driven around and it seems like people aren't on the pavement as much in the old part of town, but I don't go that much to the new part of town.
Yeah, for the most part, everybody's doing what they should do according to the codes. Okay. It looks like it's helping.
Good.
And we have 4 appeals.
Good.
Okay. Any other discussion on that point? Do you agree with that plan?
I do. Yes,
then
sir.
Then we'll consensus on that plan, and we'll come up with dates with the parking committee once we define how long it's going to take to get that done.
So the plan is a meeting of the parking committee and then 2 public information meetings?
Yep, 2 public information meetings. So people can comment.
Do we need to set the dates tonight?
What's that?
Do we need to set the dates tonight? Yeah, or just can't get it set up?
No, we'll set them.
I think y'all can set them as a meeting,
Wednesday.
I think, right?
Yeah.
Just like I did at Hurricane
Show. So, any other opinion? Okay, moving on. Joe, bumpers.
Bumpers on 6th I and E Avenues. Still part of the parking discussion. Jimmy has the bumpers, and he did a great job on E Access. You notice those lovely yellow bumpers there on our E Access. He said he needed permission from us to go ahead and start measuring 6th Avenue I and E in the medians. I would recommend, just like they've already done, especially on 6th. The first 10, 12 to 15 feet roped off to keep the intersections clear. And then from that point, diagonal, whatever the best fit that Jimmy sees, 9 by 20 all the way down.
Of course, people are already parking in all 3 of these areas. So
yeah, let's control it.
Yeah, it'll make the parking a little neater and it'll look better, but people are parking in those areas now. I guess the skimboarders on the avenue will be sad.
I would definitely go with the medians on I&E first, and then 6th Street, because those 6th Street's not a, about to say a word I shouldn't, a situation like an I&E. I want to say that. But yeah, I&E, those medians first, because that's where, you know, they're closer, so everybody congregates there, than E, I mean, the 6th Street would be last.
Can we hold this till after Labor Day, so he's not trying to do it in a week and a half?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean,
yes. Right now, it's all we can do to keep up with the garbage.
Just do whatever the winter time. I mean, whatever's best.
Yep. It's all we can do to keep up with the trash right now.
So how about we request him bring us a drawing and we approve the drawing? So when people don't like it, council's approved it instead of Jimmy lining it out.
We have to keep Jimmy safe.
Well, I'll approve it otherwise if you guys designate me, but I would just rather public works director not be the bad guy if people don't like how we laid it out. I'd rather that it be council.
How many bumpers do we have now, Jimmy, in stock? I know we have them piled out there. Do you have any idea?
I'm going to check all the ones from town hall.
Yeah.
I thought we got close to 100, 150 maybe.
Okay. Okay. I was just trying to determine if we're going to be making a purchase on bumpers here.
No.
I'm buying the course all over with.
I'm sure we'll be buying some.
Well,
depending on
be
how
parking.
Mainly
right?
How 6th Street's laid out.
There's something else we need to know, too, but I agree with David. But
we have enough to get I&E done.
Yeah.
And that's
I just request council to approve a drawing so that when people don't like how it's laid out, it's not Public Works' responsibility, it's council's.
I agree.
If you guys don't want to do that, I'll be the one approving it so that it's not Public Works, it'll be me, but I'd rather be in the boat with me. How's that?
No, we'll stand together.
That's right.
Sink together.
There you go. I appreciate that. So, Jimmy, if you could lay it out and bring it to council for the next meeting, we'll put it on the agenda.
Okay.
And then
right.
we can tell you why we like it some different way.
Okay, absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jimmy.
For the September meeting?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. If you happen to have that done by next Wednesday evening, you could bring it to the parking committee.
Sorry, it's not going to
happen. Okay. Town facility construction update. Alan.
All right. The project's moving along. We have had a few setbacks because of the weather, but moving along nicely. You got, as you can see every day when you go by, you can see different changes every day. The siding is going on well. The roofing is finished on the new fire department. Should be finished up today or tomorrow, and they'll move over to put roofs on the new the addition in the old town hall. You all have a copy of the landscape plan in front of you. Please look through it. Give me any comments, concerns you have, and we'll discuss it individually. If you want to give me a phone call or collectively, if we can. But this is a very low maintenance. It's not exact. We're going to remove some plants and maybe add some others, but it's a basic design. Basically, we had to get the sleeving to go under the parking areas, get over to islands and stuff to get the process started. So this is going to accomplish that for us.
Awesome.
Our site lighting, we will be going in the sleeving, and as you go by the site, you'll see they're tearing up the parking lot now, getting the ready to start putting curb and guttering in, and it's coming along quite nicely. The contractor still says completion within the contractual date, but they're for unforeseeing any bad weather.
Okay.
But all in all, it's a good project, and every time we walk out of the meeting, John looks at me and says, "It's one of the best things we've ever done here." So
good. Okay. So. I see on this the backflow preventer moves.
It moves, so some of that landscaping goes away.
That's perfect. So they're going to move it inside.
So the backflow preventer that, unbeknownst to us, was popped up out of the ground, grew out of the ground, is going inside the building in the room that maintains the rest of that.
Perfect. That's awesome. And
thank you both.
You have to have a sprinkler system in the fire department.
I was going to say thank you both because that catch. And the fact that the contractor is doing it at no cost, that's his mistake, so that's excellent. Is this indigenous plants, pretty much? Is that what it is? I mean, because I see them listed here, but
once you get by the glass, you can see, you're confused. If you see, you can look them up, see what they look like. The crepe myrtles will be white. Of course, red roses, the rose bushes will be red.
We got blue mums.
No.
Okay, we'll take a look. So this is the proposal?
That's the proposal. It will not be exact to that, but that's what the landscape company gives us.
Is this in addition to, or is this
part of
the contract?
Yeah, it's in addition to. We did not budget or include landscaping in the project.
Okay, we'll take a look at this.
Is that clear?
Yes.
That's why they had to do it now.
Would you like to see it?
Need for water.
Yeah, they're plants.
Yeah, will.
They're plants that should need minimal water, minimal pruning. Trying to help us out.
Okay. Thanks for the update. That closes the old business. New business. Mayor updates. From that perspective, the bidding process has begun for our beach nourishment, and that will be in place possibly starting mid-November, depending on whether Carolina Beach or Curie Beach will go first. So that process is in place. It is going to happen. For next year, there will be other sand on the beach. So we were fortunate to receive the necessary funds from the state and from the federal government. So
November 15th.
I don't have any other updates right now. We've talked about parking and other things. Commissioner updates. Any items?
I wanted to ask one question of you gentlemen regarding the article I forwarded to everybody, you know, through an email. That they're going to, they're looking at a study and dredging the river out here to accommodate larger shipping. And if that material that comes out of the bottom of that river is beach worthy, could we put our hand out and say, whatever you're going to do with that, plan to share it on the Carolina and Curie Beach beaches?
I think you can certainly have that discussion. The problem that we have is the landing site would be so far away. I mean,
it's going to be
far away, but when you have to get the dredge in there, you have to load the dredge. You spend more time transporting the sand than you do actually dredging the sand. And that's one of the problems with the inlet. And that's why our beach, which doesn't get the same cubic yards as our friends at Carolina Beach, is almost 1.5 times more expensive. It's because our barware is further away. It's not a bad idea, John. It's something we can bring up to Leighton Bledsoe.
We'll bring it up to the Sandman.
I asked him about that on Sunday when he was out on the beach. Yeah.
This is his favorite beach, by the way.
Yes. And he said that it's the distance, it's stuff closer towards the mouth of the river that we would need. So you're looking at transporting that back. He also did make a comment with everything that's going on in the river that potentially the headline could be Curie Beach is dumping Gen X on the beach.
Right.
So,
Oh, okay. Oh, I heard a lot
Andy.
Years ago, and the Corps of Engineers said the quality of sand was not for this beach.
Yeah.
Well, we did it one time because the pipe came right by my house.
At one point.
So one of the beach renourishments was it came right down Davis Beach Road and then right on E Avenue. And they actually dug underneath the road for the pipe because I got to listen to the sand flow by my house for the whole winter. And a couple of cars ran into that pipe.
That was just a couple years ago, wasn't it?
It was 2000 and something. It was the second beach renourishment. Yeah, early 2000.
I remember that.
One other thing you got to be careful of, we don't want what happened at Topsail Beach. They basically pumped a bunch of rock. They got off the bar area just a little bit. They end up with rocks and stuff on the beach.
The other problem with that is rocks don't stick well.
Yeah.
Sand and similar sand stick.
But we'll be glad.
We should mention it.
Let's talk. Yeah, we'll talk. We'll mention. It's a good idea.
The other issue around that is the email that you forwarded from Ballhead Island. I tried to look up that. I couldn't find any information that the aquifer got impacted the last time.
I haven't seen anything.
Can you ask
about
him where he came up with that from?
Yeah, I will. It's one of their council.
Well, didn't they come
council
up last
women?
Time?
What
they wanted to do the river deeper about 15 years ago?
I don't know. That's why I asked to find out more information about it. It
and
came up in an email, and
they couldn't because they were almost about to hit rock in certain places, and they were scared they'd puncture it.
I don't know. That's why I don't know. That's why I asked for more information. So if you talk to that guy, I didn't know who he was, so I didn't want to send an email.
I would assume part of that $6 million study would probably take a look at that.
Yeah. You just want to make sure it's in there.
I think 45 feet is your limit.
People were concerned at 42 feet previously, I thought.
Right. So I think we should be aware of it. And I appreciate you presenting it because I wouldn't have picked that up from the news. So I appreciate you sending that around.
Yeah,
that's one of those things that if you don't catch one of those things and get involved early, you're way behind.
Yep.
So. One way or the other,
It could be enough the other.
That's right. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
Okay. Any other commissioner items? Thank you, John.
Yes, sir. All good.
Gentlemen? No others? Okay. We have no closed session scheduled. Nancy? No closed session. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am happy to say we have a 1 hour meeting.
John,
so may I have a motion?
That we
second
adjourn.
Sorry. All in favor?
Aye. Wow. I should miss for a second for all. You guys are alone with it. When I'll slow you down.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.